We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary is an exotic animal rescue organization that rescues animals from across the nation. They're located up in the high desert in Phelan. And joining me now, I have Shemaine Almquist, owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary. So thank you for joining me today, Shemaine. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. I love when I get to be with you.
Great. Now, tell us, first of all, tell us about Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary.
Well, we're a nonprofit animal rescue. We're located up in the high desert. We started in about 1995, and we have been saving animals ever since.
So how did it all get started? Why did you decide to open a wild animal sanctuary?
Well, my husband was a trainer in the industry, and we just saw, I saw personally, that there was a great need for, one, education on wild animals in the private sector, and that it didn't seem like there was a lot of places for animals that were no longer needed, were illegally owned, came from neglectful or abusive situations, that there really wasn't anywhere out there for them to go. And the places that were available were getting overpopulated, and me with a passion for animals, my husband with a passion for animals, we knew we had to step up and do something. So that's when we decided we were going to create Forever Wild.
Okay, where is Forever Wild? Give us a more specific location.
Well, we're located up in the high desert, and it's at 8545 Butemere Road in a town called Phelan, and it is near Hesperia, the Victorville area. We've been up here for 22 years, and we have 8.5 acres, and we rescue animals and give them permanent homes here.
Okay, and what type of animals do you actually have at the sanctuary?
Well, we have a large variety of animals. We started with big cats and venomous snakes. We do have one of the largest collections of venomous snakes that people can come and view. And we have tigers, we have a lion, we have cougars, leopards, servals, bobcats. We have small exotic animals like kinkajous and foxes, coyotes, singing dogs. We also have primates, so we have marmosets, we have capuchins, we have lemurs, we have a couple of little farm animals. We have like a horse, a llama, some hoofstock, cows, and a deer. So we have a lot for people to come and see, and we're open to the public so that people can see what we do with the money, with the improvements, all of the building that we do, the lives that we save, how expensive it is to run this place on a daily basis with all the different diets that we have to provide. So we're an open book up here, and people can come and visit.
Okay, that brings to mind a couple of questions for you. First of all, why would anybody want to venomous snakes? And how did you get venomous snakes? And what is a kinkajou?
Good questions. Well, why would anybody want a venomous snake? I don't have an answer for that because I ask myself that also. There are people that are hobbyists out there that do have different types of reptiles and things, and some people are into what they call the hot stuff, and it's intriguing to them. Sometimes it's meant for the wrong reasons, like to show off. It's usually typically not to be stereotyping, but most of the time it is young men that are in their 20s, in their teens. In fact, we got one of our animals from a teenager that bought it online, had it sent to the house. The parents had no idea that their son had it, and he came and brought it in a pillowcase to the sanctuary after they saw us on Extreme Home Edition about 11 years ago and said, "I don't want this anymore. Here, please take it," and didn't even tell my husband that it was a green mamba. Which is very venomous, and you know, his parents didn't even know he had it. He just bought it online and had it shipped to his house. So sometimes that's how easy it is for people to get a hold of things that they don't have any training for and can be very potentially dangerous, not only to themselves, but also to the community.
And now the second question, second part of that question, what is a kinkajou?
A kinkajou is a small animal. It has a prehensile tail, which means it uses its tail as like another hand. The only way to really describe a kinkajou is almost as if a cat sort of mated with a monkey and sort of made this little animal that looks like a kinkajou. They're about a little bit bigger possibly than a cat. They have a long tail. They're tan. They eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. They're nocturnal. But the best way for you to see what it looks like is to come over to Forever Wild. Is we have two of them. We have Big Mama and we have Juju. And they're in the lobby area. And people can come and see them and see how interesting they are.
Now, do they live in trees or what's their native habitat?
Yes, they do live in trees, and before I forget, there is another interesting thing about the kinkajous. We got one of our kinkajous that was illegally owned in Las Vegas by a lady that was a stripper, and she just didn't have time because these guys are nocturnal. So the times that the animal was up was the time that she was working, and so she brought him over here, brought her over here, and then now we obviously have lots of, and we give her a very good life here.
Okay, great. Now, do you have any background on any of the other animals that you have? Any other interesting backgrounds on how you attain some of these animals?
Well, like we recently got a fox. We actually took in a fox in the last few weeks that was actually some people got in trouble with the fox that they had illegal drugs in their possession, and they not only got in trouble once, but they got in trouble twice with the fox and illegal drugs in their possession. So we just recently got, we have that new family member here. It's a red fox that people can come and see. In the past, we used to get a lot of different animals from like circuses, fur farms, trophy hunts. If people don't know what trophy hunts are, it's where people can go and to a ranch and pay an X amount of dollars and so-called hunt wild animals to basically kill and then mount on their walls or stuff them and you know, taxidermy or whatever. But some of the animals that they do it with are illegal and endangered species, so that is not good. Now we get a lot of drug bust animals. We get people that have them illegally, like I said, buy them online or go out of state and buy them and then get them home and realize it's a much bigger job than they anticipated, or they don't like the fact that they bite, they scratch. I mean, we're talking about wild animals here. We're not talking about dogs or cats. And even if you have a dog or cat, you have some issues with, you know, being able to train and take the time with these animals. But definitely with wild animals, they're not supposed to be in people's homes. Tigers are not supposed to be meant to be, you know, raised in apartments or houses or condos. You know, these animals are potentially dangerous and can threaten the lives of the owners and the lives of the community around them.
Right. Now, what are some of your favorite, some of your personal favorite animals?
Well, that's like asking me to pick which favorite child I have, and I have four. So they're all each individual, but I have to say that my heart lies with big cats. I've always had a passion for the big cats. I've been drawn to them. I've been a natural, you know, hand raiser with them. You know, we started off with lynxes and bobcats and then went to tigers and lions. They just, they really, really hold a special part of my heart. My husband really likes venomous snakes. I like warm-blooded things. He likes cold-blooded things.
Okay.
But, you know, I love how tigers communicate with us. They do something that's called chuffing. They're not able to purr. They have a different vocal cord. So the largest cat that can purr is a mountain lion or a cougar. And then after that, you have your leopards, your lions, your tigers, your jaguars. Since they can roar, they are unable to purr. And then the cats that can purr are unable to roar. So that's kind of like the little rule is if it can roar, it cannot purr. If it can purr, it cannot roar. So the tigers do what's called chuffing, and it's pretty much like an equivalent to a purr, but it comes out of their mouth. It's not in their body. It's out of their mouth. And I am telling you, tigers are so extremely they love to communicate. They love full conversations. We go out there. We talk to all of our animals, and they talk back. They all have their own personalities. You know, Jade loves attention from men. Shiva loves to play. You know, Rajala is a little stinker. She always tries to get you wet with her water. These are all our tigers and stuff. Taj, he's the man of the house, and he sits there, and he just looks regal. And, I mean, I just love to go out there and be around them. It's so peaceful. It just makes you forget about everything that's going on in the world and in your life, and you're just there with them, and you're one with them, and it's just awesome.
Great. Now, the public is welcome at your sanctuary, and you actually hold tours throughout the week. You have a special event coming up. Tell us about that special event.
Yes, on February 8th, we do have our annual Valentine's event. It's usually one of our bigger events that we have. We offer a number of different things. First of all, our prices are discounted that day. So anybody that comes in on February 8th between our hours of 10 to 5 is only $5 per person. We still have where 2 and under is free, but everybody else, child and adult and senior, is all just a flat rate of $5. Those are our big special days where we get a lot of people coming in because it is a discounted rate and they can bring their whole family. There's people that may not be able to afford going to a regular zoo or whatever because the prices are too much, but we make it affordable that day so that everybody can bring their kids and their cousins, their families, everybody, boyfriend and girlfriend on a date. We have special activities that day. So we will have a booth that will sell different types of enrichment that we can give. They can help make, and then we can give it to the animals, like boxes the tigers can rip apart. We have toilet paper rolls that the monkeys like to. We put food in, and they like to like scavenge around in them. We'll have a bounce house. We'll have a food vendor. We usually have a taco guy here that just makes amazing food. Like I said, we'll have vendors here, which will be selling different arts and crafts. We'll have face painting. We have so many different things going on that day. The community really loves it because it brings everybody together. We get the chance to educate them and talk to them about what we do and all of our future projects that we're going to be doing, how we need the funding for it. And then a lot of people will come back so that they can see what we've done since the last event.
Now, you just mentioned there how expensive it is to take care of all of these animals. Can people just donate to your cause?
Yes, they can. There's different ways that they can donate. You can just do it the old-fashioned way where you can make out a check and send it on over to Forever Wild. You can go on our website, which is foreverwildexotics.org. There's a donation button for PayPal through there, and it'll come straight to us through PayPal. You can also go on our PayPal and do a monthly donation, let's say $5, $10 a month, and it'll automatically send to Forever Wild each month. We have different types of things going on our Facebook all the time, so if you go and like our page, you'll see not only all the different events that are coming up, all the different projects we have going on, all of the different things that happens at Forever Wild on a daily basis, including live videos to show you all of the things that we do for the animals, but it'll also have different fundraisers that are going on. For instance, right now, Forever Wild has been nominated as one of the 5 top best in the high desert in 2 categories. We're so honored right now. One is for family amusement, and the other one is for one of the best nonprofits in the high desert. So if they go on there, they can also vote for us. That's a way, because if we do get it, then we get like $500, I think, and then obviously the advertising. So there's so many different ways. And then also coming in for the tours. coming in for the tours, booking educational programs off-site, and having schools come in also, all generate the income we need to take care of the animals.
Okay, let's reiterate here a little bit. When is your special event coming up, and what is the website where they can go to donate?
So it's February 8th is our Valentine's event, and you can donate at foreverwildexotics.org.
Okay, as we get ready to wrap things up, are there any other things that the park would need other than donations? Are there any other like supplies that you possibly would need?
Well, we always encourage people to bring in supplies. That is also just as good as money. Paper towels, trash bags, latex gloves, scrubbers, all those different types of things. Bleach, we go through bleach like crazy. You know, going on our website to donate through the PayPal button, booking us, tell your kids' teachers, hey, they do school tours there. They educate the kids on how to, you know, take care of the animals and help the animals and everything like that. They can also do that. And coming in for tours. Coming in for tours is just such a big thing for us because we're able to talk to the people and let them know everything that we do.
Okay, give us that website once again.
ForeverWildExotics.org.
Okay, Shemaine Holmquist, owner of Forever Wild Animal Sanctuary, an exotic animal rescue organization in Phelan. Thanks once again for joining me today, Shemaine. I enjoy talking with you every year.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.